With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Make or Break Season for Nathaniel Clyne by Henry Jackson. I love a solid player, as someone you know will never set the world alight and sell millions of shirts, but who will diligently get on with his job and not leave you tearing your hair out. Nathaniel Clyne has been exactly that for the majority of his Liverpool career, filling the error-strewn void left by Glenn Johnson in functional but consistent fashion. He is not as flamboyant as some wrongly predicted when he made the switch from Southampton 2 years ago, but more often than not, that hasn't been too much of an issue. Defensively, he is one of the Premier League's most reliable right-backs, and his lack of injuries are an added bonus, especially in a red squad consistently littered with individuals on the treatment table. This consistently solid level that Clyne has found in a Liverpool shirt made him a certain regular for the first 18 months of his Anfield career, but for the first time, doubts have started to creep in. Liverpool's well-documented post-Christmas capitulation last season saw many players dip alarmingly, and Clyne was right at the top of the list when it came to assessing the biggest individual slump. Along with fellow under-fire fullback James Milner, he took a fair amount of criticism for too many lifeless showings, and fellow England right-back Kyle Walker's exceptional form for Tottenham only seemed to highlight his flaws further. When Jurgen Klopp's side were firing on all cylinders, and Sadio Mane was around to dovetail effectively with Clyne down the right, all seemed happy in the world. The England international could get away with being relatively quiet in the attacking third, such was the brilliance of those about him, and his aforementioned defensive expertise earned him plenty of plaudits. When confidence dipped and legs started to creak, however, Clyne's limitations were exposed, and he arguably became a weak link. Opponents would allow the 26-year-old to have the ball before closing off options for him further forward by sitting deep and giving Liverpool's forwards no space. Too many performances lacked any kind of attacking conviction, and he looked scared whenever he was in possession. Crosses were wayward, passes were rarely forward, and he looked as unlikely to chip in with a goal or an assist as Jamie Carragher once did. A few even started questioning some of his defensive contributions, which was a concern for someone so solid in that area of his game. Those who back Clyne to the hilt will say that 93 appearances in two seasons took their toll on him, especially as he plays in arguably the most taxing position in a Klopp side. Little rest was afforded. He clearly had nowhere near the same energy levels by the time 2017 arrived, and given how reliable he's been in general, you could argue that a few iffy moments can be excused. Regardless of whether you're in the he's not good enough or he'll come good camp, one thing that cannot be denied is that his place in the team is under threat for the first time since joining in 2015. The exciting emergence of Trent Alexander-Arnold has led to calls for the teenager to usurp Clyne and be Liverpool's first choice right back in 2017-18, with the 18-year-old a player beyond his years. While this is a slightly reckless, romantic stance to take, with all due respect to the incredibly promising youngster, it won't take too much for Klopp to start considering a change. Alexander-Arnold is a more technical, athletic footballer than Clyne. He has flourished as a central midfielder in the past, and his more natural attacking style could give the Reds an extra dimension in certain matches when opponents are proving tough to break down. It should not be forgotten that he remains a work in progress, and defensively, there is still a huge amount to improve on. It's very easy to go overboard about a young English player, and it benefits nobody if too much is expected of Alexander-Arnold at this embryonic stage of his career. Hopefully his meteoric rise will have given Clyne the kick up the backside that he needs, though, as a massive season lurks on the horizon for Liverpool. The England international should return refreshed after a very welcome summer break, without international commitments, and the hope is that his poor run was just a combination of tiredness and a lack of belief. Anyone willing to see the back of Klein immediately is wide of the mark. You only fully appreciate him when he's not there, and you need players of his ilk in any squad battling across four competitions. Assuming he doesn't return in atrocious form, he must remain first choice for the time being, but he will be more aware than anyone that improvements are called for. He can be a very effective attacking full-back when he wants to be, with an excellent performance for England against Slovakia at Euro 2016, a good example of him flourishing further forward, but he must now showcase it on a regular basis. When it comes to weaknesses in Liverpool's current squad, Klein really is the least of the Reds' worries, and he will come good again. There will be instances when Alexander-Arnold can be a more potent weapon, however, and if Klein rests on his laurels, he could find himself out of the team. We're about to see what he's made of. Expect a response from a quiet but driven footballer. Just to briefly reflect on Henry's piece here, for me, the key line there was towards the end, where he says that basically, if you're trying to assess weaknesses in the current squad, Klein is really the least of the Reds' worries, and he will come good again. I actually would row in completely behind all of that sentiment, both the fact that he's one of the last things we need to worry about, and that he will probably have an uptick in his form from where it was at the end of last season. Now, the good news is that we have what appears to be one of the best young kids that we've had in the books for quite a while, ready to go, pretty much ready to go. Not a player who you would say, I think he can probably make it if he gets his opportunity. A player you can be fairly positive will make it if he gets his opportunity, and has already shown that in a way that perhaps other kids haven't in the past. He looks accomplished and calm on the ball in a way that I can't really remember too many kids looking when they broke through in the past, or in the recent past at least. So yeah, Nathaniel Klein, nailed on starter for next season. And the most able of deputies, it would appear, waiting in the wings, should Klein have a drop in form. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.